Hi there. The word for today is on things you must overcome in order to succeed. Joshua 1 verse 7, God told Joshua, "Do not turn to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." Peter McWilliams says, and I quote, "To avoid situations in which you might make mistakes may be the biggest mistake of all." So for the next few days, let's look at some things that you must overcome in order to succeed in life. First, today, let's talk about situations. Do you feel like you're mired in a dead-end situation? Maybe you'd like to go to college, but you can't afford it, or change jobs, but you feel trapped by your salary or the fear of forfeiting your retirement pension. Perhaps you feel trapped by a physical challenge or illness. Listen, the secret to overcoming is to divide your circumstances into situations you can change and those you can't. Now think about this. Nearly everything in life can be changed or approached in a different way, but it can't always be done right now. So make a list of things you can change. Too many of us fail and keep failing because we persist in trying to change what can't be altered. Stop banging your head against a wall and practice realistic thinking. Understand the difference between faith and fantasy. Somebody said, "For every problem under the sun, there is a remedy or there is none. If there's a solution, go and find it. And if there isn't, never mind it." Look, God has given you certain gifts. When you discover, develop, and deploy them, He'll give you success in the face of what looks like seemingly impossible odds. Ignore what you can't change and begin to focus on what you can. When you do that, the opportunities will begin to reveal themselves. As Hannibal said during his famous march across the Alps, "We will either find a way or we'll make one." That's the spirit. You need to. And that's the word for you today.